Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New From Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
Brand new studio.
Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started.
I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Okay. All right. I know you're super excited.
Tell them I got a new studio.
Okay, yes.
I got to tell.
Okay. Because this is audio, why don't you verbally explain what it looks like?
I'm right now in front of, I got these two very fancy microphones. I've got a soundboard. I've got a zip thing so I can connect. Like, this is where I'm doing like national radio from. I've got two cameras. I've got lights. We built a studio here, and it's all for New Churches. Let's just go with that. So we're calling it the New Churches Studio. And this is the first time. So I'm hoping that our listeners will say, wow, the quality of Ed Stetzer's voice was so much higher because you gave me this little, I was a Yeti microphone.
You weren't even using it.
And I lost it. To be fair, I lost it. I found it and then I lost it again.
Yeah,
and I have no
biblical
idea. So I think what happened was, it's kind of Arminianism there, isn't it? Oh, little joke. Don't send us a letter, our Wesleyans friends. My daughter stole it because she thought that it was her microphone because she had a Yeti as well. So
anyway, no more
Yeti. I don't even know what kind of mic this is. I can't see, but it's cool. And we are in studio. So you're listening to the newchurches.com podcast. I'm Ed Stetzer with your host, Daniel M.
Yes, I love it when you bring out that radio, that fake radio.
You know where
radio
I got that
voice
from? I got that from
a theme
Resurrection
park?
Band. No, Resurrection Band. Shut up. That was pretty quick. It was funny. I got it from Resurrection Band. So if you listen to Resurrection Band, they'll say, you'll be hitting off the hits all day and all night at WBZR. Hey, how'd this get in the stacks here? Well, there goes Resurrection Band. And they start playing.
You
remember
stacks.
That? That was before your
the
day.
Stacks.
Yeah, the stacks.
I mean, imagine how radio is happening. It's probably all digital now. You don't need to be like, oh, we got to change the disc for the next.
Yeah, it's digital now. You think the kids got the digital now? No, that's
hopefully
impressive.
Hopefully.
Oh, that's
unless they're doing a hipster radio station and they're
hipster
going back
radio,
to
which we're
going
playing
back to
LPs.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever, like, are you, how old are you?
Yes, I know what an LP is.
Okay, are you old enough? You know what like 33 and 45 and all that sort of stuff was about?
Yes, my parents had a.
How old are you? I want to know how old you are.
How old am I? I am 33.
33, which is actually the speed of one of the records. Did you know that?
And Ed, how old are you?
45. I'm the 45 speed. What was it, like 33 and a third? I can't remember now. I'm Googling it. I mean, I didn't have that stuff. That's an LP. So an LP was 33 and a third RPM. So, and then there was 33, 45, and 78 records. I don't remember 78, but...
Hey,
anyway.
So recently I was at the Converge, one of the Converge District's biennial meetings. And
love the Converge guys.
We
good,
love
good
them.
Folks,
we,
lots of great men and women.
We love them. And one of the people came up to me and they were like, I just want to say, I love your podcast, but I apologize for Ed and Todd. I don't know how you put up with it.
So this, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
No.
I believe that they said, people love this. People love the banter and the interruption. So,
yes. All right. Okay.
All right.
So before we get into our question,
give any more of the intro, or is that the rest of the intro?
No, that's good. I'm okay. I think everyone knows who we are now. You know what? If
that's true.
Before we get into our question, and this one's a good one about children's ministry and the importance of children's ministry in church plants.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they're going to like my answer. We'll see.
So you have to hang on to find out what that is.
People ask this question are probably passionate about children's ministry, and so they want to start on with a full on program. So let's see. You're going to play audio, the magical audio deal.
Yes, I will.
What is
I'll
this?
Actually,
speak pipe.
Yes.
Smoke pipe? What is the thing called?
Yes. Yes, it's definitely
smokepipe.com.
It's definitely smokepipe.com.
I like that.
No.
I like that.
No. Well, I'm actually
driving down. No, I got to tell you something else. I was driving down. I spoke at Elmbrook Church this weekend, and I was driving back. And when you're driving back from Milwaukee, I've never been to Milwaukee, but you're driving back from Milwaukee to Chicago, and I couldn't get it in time, but there's actually a sign that says Bong Recreational Area. And it's actually the Richard Bong State Recreation Area, but the sign just says Bong Recreational Area. And I was going to be like, yeah, wow. But I couldn't get it quick enough. So,
If it was Canada,
That's
then
true.
It might have been a little more relevant. But
yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Are you enough? Are you done? At how many cans of Arizona iced tea have you drank today?
I have had a little bit today. That's to be fair. That is true.
Okay.
That is
true. So I'm actually going to say the question because today it was a tweeted in question that we got.
I'm kind of disappointed. Can you say it in, is it a man or a woman asking the question?
It is a man. I'm not going to attempt to.
I would like you to say it in his voice.
No, I'm not going to do that. But before we do that, as you noticed at the top of the episode, we are part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. So be sure to go to leadership.lifeway.com/podcast. That's with
we are like creating with a cabal. Of podcasts. Yeah, this is the place to go.
Yeah, check out all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So
none of them as good as this one, though.
No, I don't think so. I think this one's the best. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you start a new church? When you start a new church, would you focus on children's ministry? Should that be your primary focus? Should everyone be all hands on deck in the children's ministry? What advice do you have?
That's like 7 questions.
Who's passionate?
Really, don't you miss the days when you could have 140 tweets on Twitter now? It's 280, man. So it's yes. 17 just different variations. Going.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Okay, so because one of the 17 questions that he asked was, should all hands be on deck? And I actually would say yes to that, but I wouldn't say yes to the part about being all in on children's ministry at the beginning. Now, so let's jump in. You can give, we'll see what your opinion is different. Now, mm-hmm. Now let's nuance this. First of all, we're talking about primarily North American English-speaking cultural contexts, right? This is important because I preach in a church in Trujillo, Peru, and families are all sitting together and kids are playing on the pews during the service and there's no children's ministry. And that may be just that. I don't even know if that's true of all of Peru. I'm just, we don't want to generalize, but typically in North American English-speaking context, and I've been in Australia and the UK and others that are similar, is that there is an expectation of children's ministry for the youngest children from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, whatever you want to call that, nursery or whatever, there's kind of an expectation of that. Now, the question is how soon do you include the rest? So from the beginning, it's preferable to have preschool and below available and out of the service. You may want to do like 0 to 2 or 0 to 3 from the beginning and have, a nursery kind of deal. And then you could even, dismiss the other kids halfway through the service or whatever. But there is in American culture and in Canadian culture, and this, I've seen it less, but what I've seen in Australia and the UK, there is a expectation that kids would not be able to make it through a church service and it would be distracting to the parents if they were there. So,
yeah, definitely.
So yes, children's ministry from the beginning. But then there's a very quick pressure to add children's ministry for, first through third grade and 4 through 6 is usually the first configuration. And then it's 1 through 2, 3rd and 4th, 5th and 6th. And what I would say is resist that initial pressure unless you have a very large group who can serve all those areas. What I would do is I would resist it so that we could do it well. So back to the second part of his question, or maybe the third or the 14th part of his question, that you do need all hands on deck. So nursery to me, and again, people call it different things, different settings, but nursery to me is a responsibility of everybody in the church family that is qualified to be there. So we kind of like, well, we really need all hands on deck for this. So everyone come in and help with that. Take a turn. If you get someone who can kind of man the, on a regular basis, but then people come in and rotate in and out with that person. But that's kind of my philosophy. My philosophy has been in a church. Now, again, I'm not talking, if I had 500 people at the first service, maybe it would be different. So my church plants have typically had, 200-ish, maybe somewhere above 200-ish at their first service. And we always had a 0 to 3 nursery, quickly added a 4 to 5-year-old program, and then kind of went from there. But that's Ed's. And actually, when I say, a very strong opinion, it's not us, this is really something I talk about a lot. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we talked about that in planting missional churches, did we not?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, we didn't prepare this, but that's exactly where it was going to go.
Was it really? Okay, good. Just, we don't actually talk beforehand. So we should be having a bong together in the bong recreational area. Wait. Don't say
all right.
That.
No. Kidding. Yeah, no. So in planting missional churches, in our children's ministry chapter, we talk about three models of children's ministry.
And dude, I think you totally had this prepared beforehand. And you make me just, what if I forgot what we wrote and I was like, yeah, you got to have first through sixth grade, Awana, and children's ministry, gospel project. I'm for all those things, right? But it's maybe not the first week.
Ed, you're brilliant. You're really good on your feet. So yeah, this we've done this long enough. It's coming up to 4 years now that we've been working together. So
has it been?
Yeah,
it seems crazy, like 40. Eh? It's just constant.
I'm
like,
has it been not 4 another, years in the desert?
Exactly, in the wilderness. Not another Daniel M call. Oh my gosh, they don't even know. Like you start texting me like an hour before the show. You ready? Are you ready? Can you come early? What about now?
I wanted to text you earlier on. I was like, Ed, are we still on for today? I resisted, but you were late to our recording.
But you know what happened? It's the strangest thing. I was actually calling you and my phone froze up. This sounds like my dog ate my homework. But I showed it to Brendan, who's our media guy. I'm like, I can't get this. So I had to restart my phone. And so to finally get you. But here we are in the new studio, ready to change the world.
All right. Okay. So back to the point. In that chapter in Planting Missional Churches.
We wrote this? Let's see.
Ed, did you take your meds today?
I did not.
All right. Let's focus.
I need. Dude, my family begs me to have Ritalin for breakfast. So
let's focus. Focus. Okay, focus. All right. So age stage model. Yeah,
we don't want to get letters from people. We love everybody who has attention deficit disorder. Please don't send us letters.
Yes.
You were just making a joke.
Yes.
Because it's true. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So age stage model. The second one is a family integrated model. And the third one is the both end. And part of the reason we categorized them in these three models is because based on what you choose to do, some of them are going to be more volunteer intensive than others. So when it comes to launching your children's ministry and launching a children's ministry in your church, I mean, I agree 100% with what Ed said. So if you are launching, let's say with 500, and you can't do combined classes because you have, 10 to 20 kids in every single grade, then yes, I mean, you are going to need to launch with a full-fledged children's ministry if you have that many people coming. But also, because you have that many people, you're going to have that many more volunteers who are going to be open and willing to, and they'll see the need for a healthy and vibrant children's ministry. Here's the catch-22, right?
To catch 22 to people who aren't from here. Do you even know where that comes from?
I don't know where it comes from. No, I don't.
Well, I don't. It's actually from an American author okay. named Joseph Heller.
Yeah. So the movie. The movie. Okay. Well, I know the movie. Yeah, I didn't read the book.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry. Okay, good.
So here's the catch 22, right? I mean, if you want to have a vibrant children's ministry, you need to have enough kids to develop that and to have the number of volunteers and to be able to flesh that out. But the funny thing about that is if you don't have a children's ministry already set up, you're not going to attract young families and they're not going to want to stick, right? So in a sense, I get Tommy's point. Tommy's the one that sent in this question in that, yes, you do need to have your systems in place. You do need to have a children's ministry in place, and you probably need to put a little bit more attention, with your associate staff and with others around, a little bit more attention at the beginning, so that as newcomers come, they can be like, oh, okay, this church values children's ministry. I have kids. I want to stick, and I want to be a part of making this grow.
Yeah, I would say you gotta get used to it in a new church plant.
Yeah.
That those people are looking for that full service church with all the awesome children's ministries, they are not going to be going to your church.
Yeah.
And true. But you can't do it. You'll find that you don't have the capacity, because part of the challenge is that we've even changed in the way churches. So it used to take one person, one man or woman would volunteer to teach the, I don't know, first or second graders. And they would do that for a season. Well, now, because people are gone so much on weekends, a regular church attender might be there two or three times. It almost always takes two people to fill the role, and they sort of rotate.
Yeah.
And so you just don't have the number or the capacity to do that. And I don't want you to do that until you can do it well. When you move out of the 0 to 3 and you add the 4 and 5, and then you go 0 to 1, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, I want each of those to be celebration times and to be done really well. Years ago, I think this is in the book too. I was doing renovation work. I was a contractor, and another contractor explained to me why they renovate like they do. They renovate like they don't like tear apart generally the whole house. This one, but they did like one room or one section at a time. And the reason is you can see the progress of it. Mm. And so the same as it is here, right? So if I got 0 to 3 to start, but then I go to 0 to 2 and add 2 or 3 and 4 to 5 and I do all of them well, they can see, hey, when we add first and second graders, when we have a children's ministry, it's going to be as awesome as what we've done thus far. So you got to try to put it off as long as you can, but that's ultimately kind of a path, I think, to really just have that excellence seen in the children's ministry.
Yeah. The other thing is I've seldom come across churches, and Ed, you have more experience than me on this, but more exposure than I do, but I've seldom come across churches that run a couple hundred in attendance and they're doing the family integrated model. Most of the time,
yeah,
it's pretty small. Well,
yeah. So this family integrated model, it is generally pretty small. Yeah. There's kind of a really strong vocal advocacy that maybe a few years ago was getting more traction. I don't know. They put out this fake survey a few years ago on, you know, family integrated churches on the site of a group of people in family integrated churches. And the end result was that they looked at how, they did a survey that said, well, turns out the family integrated churches are healthier. And it was kind of a fake survey. The problem is, again, first of all, if you're convictional about that, I get it. I don't think you're going to win a lot of people to Christ. Now, of course, what they would say is you don't win the services for Christians, not non-Christians, and I get all that. But what I would say is I don't think that has resonated well in our cultural context. And I think sometimes they have unfair critiques of people who actually have age-graded ministry. So we include it in there because, again, I want to say this is an option that some do. And yeah, probably 2 or 3 years ago, it was more common, but it's sort of shrunk. Of course, shrunk. I probably sound overly critical. Some of the leaders, I actually wrote a whole rant on this. Literally, I called it a rant in Christianity Today because they had this fake survey. Click, go to this site on family integrated churches and click on the survey that says whether or not you believe youth groups harm the church. And it was a train wreck of bad.
Yeah.
Bad. We should have like when I do Breakpoint this week, my radio show, we have like a little in our show notes. You can see it at Breakpoint this week. I'd put that in the show notes, but we don't have that. So if you Google Stetzer rant on bad research, family integrated churches, you will find it. And then you'll understand my elevated angst on the subject.
Yeah, no, that's good. And we will put that in the show notes. So
we have show notes.
Yeah, we do. Of course we do. Dude. 337 episodes in.
Dude, so we really have show notes for reals? Where do I find the show notes?
The show notes are amazing. They are amazing.
So where do people find them? Because I just download podcasts. Yeah, I must confess, I've never downloaded this podcast. Why would I listen to this podcast when I live the pain
new churches,
of talking to you every week?
newchurches.com/podcasts with an S.
/podcast.
Yeah, and then you just select the episode and you can see all the show notes there.
I wrote new churdids. So that's
okay. Okay. So while Ed is blown away by our show notes,
figuring out the internet. Look at us. We got show notes. Oh my gosh.
And you know what else we have, Ed? We have a texting in number as well. We do. So if you text
show notes
in
and everything,
if you text in new churches to 888-111, we will send you a link to download five ebooks and reports on church planting and multiplication.
You have shareable quotes. You have, I mean, this, have people, do people know about
this? Yes, people know about this, Ed. Oh,
this is really awesome. I mean, you spend a lot of time on this thing.
We have a great team.
Went to add an additional worship service. You got a great, who's on our team? Tell me who's on our team.
Well, you know what's amazing, actually?
Yeah, what?
My wife recently joined the team.
No way.
Yeah.
Totally inappropriate and illegal.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
She doesn't report to me. She reports to Kaylee, who manages all our content on new churches.
Dude, look at all this. This is amazing. I don't really know what to think about this. This is really good. Why don't you tell me? I'll tweet these things. Send me a link once a week and I'll tweet to this.
Okay.
I love this.
Okay. Awesome. Hey,
all right, sorry.
And before we, because today's episode is way longer than normally.
I'd like to apologize.
No, that's okay.
To everybody.
Before we close off the line. I don't know how to say it. Just stop the podcast or whatever. Be sure to look up. I'm amazed by your amazement here. Be sure to look up on your podcast app, The One Thing Podcast. You know who that is, Ed? It's our friends from Down Under.
I'm texting.
The One Thing Podcast.
Who is it?
Geneva Push.
It's Geneva Push? Yeah, no Scott way. Sanders. Scott Sanders represent.
Yeah, Scott Sanders and Derek.
You know, so I have totally, I wrote a whole article in Outreach Magazine based on a phrase I heard over there. They said you got to evangelize churches into existence. And I love turning that. Of course, they spell evangelize with an S, which is clearly wrong. But you're Canadian. Is evangelized with an S?
You know, I think it has a Z. But I don't know if that's just a unique Canadian.
I'd like to say thank you for Canadian up the podcast.
Yes. All right. Okay. But here's the thing. The One Thing Podcast is a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. And, it is an Aussie podcast, but every episode,
Scott's awesome.
Yeah. And every episode they have one practical tip for gospel centered ministry that they're speaking out of the Aussie context, but there's a lot of relevance to us here in North America and to everyone else around the world. So we do encourage you to check that out, and we will catch you next time.